Well, folks, we have some great wine on the table. Anthony Beckman is here with me, and we are expecting a world-famous chef here any moment. And we have Barletta wines on the table. We failed to open the bottle of Pinot Gris, and that is one of my favorite wines. This is a perfect food wine. If you're not hungry and you have a glass of that wine, you will be hungry. And if you have a glass of that wine, you're going to be hungry. So we're in the right circle here.
Yeah, we're definitely in there. Another wine to me that really is defined by where it's grown. There's so much Pinot Gris grown worldwide, and I'm not just talking in California or Oregon or anywhere. There's Pinot Gris grown worldwide that's grown in really terrible spots for Pinot Gris. It's too hot, the soils don't drain properly, there's all these things, and to find the right location for Pinot Gris, what we found is you need to take the very best land for Pinot Noir and plant it to Pinot Gris. They are closely related. If you were to check the DNA, there's a couple of mutation strands different. The morphology of the cluster is the same. The leaf shape is very similar. The only thing different is Pinot Noir makes a dark, dark black colored grape, and Pinot Gris makes this really pretty bronzy golden colored grape, and that's it. Otherwise, they're identical. So, you know, people talk about Pinot Noir has to be planted in these perfect spots, which I totally agree with. Pinot Gris is its cousin, you know. It's Pinot Gris, Pinot Meunier, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Meunier. They're the family, and they're so closely situated. They all need to be planted together. And what we've done is we have an 8-acre vineyard, which is about 10 miles from the ocean. It is planted exclusively to Pinot Gris. It is 100% of where I get these grapes from. And this is a vineyard that produces an incredible wine. When you taste this wine, it has huge acidity. It's all natural. I'm not adding anything to these wines. It has still the weight, though, and the balance. So you get something that's tart, but still has texture, still has structure, and still has these really pretty aromatics that you rarely get with Pinot Gris. In addition to that, I'm doing a barrel ferment on this, 100% barrel ferment. So this is neutral oak. I'm not looking for oak impact, but I am looking for contact with lees, and I'm looking for that ratio of lees to juice, and I'm stirring these barrels every 10 days so that I can mix up and get these yeast cells to slowly degrade into the wine. And when you taste that all together, you can taste the whole package. And it's really a great wine. And Pinot Gris is never considered a great wine. And anybody that says that, you know, oh, Pinot Gris doesn't qualify as a great wine, there's some really great Pinot Gris made. This is a great wine. And there's, you know, if you go to Alsace and you drink some Grand Cru Pinot Gris, which is out there and somewhat hard to find and somewhat expensive, I mean, this is a high noble grape, and it should be considered that way. I think forever. It's one of my most favorite things to make.
Having said that, we definitely have to have some food with this. I love the finish on this wine. It is one of the perfect wines with food, and we can add many dishes to this, and we may have to add a next one here today. The look on your face and my face after drinking this wine, I'm ready for food.
Always. Like I said, I'm always ready for food. Bring it on.
Well, folks, we're enjoying some Pinot Gris from Barletta, and I think we'll need a second bottle on this. We have arrived at the bird in the bottle, and in the distance, coming towards our table, is the world-famous Luc Latouche, the chef of cuisine of the world. And he has fed many famous people, and today he gets to feed another one. Doc Tovino is here and ready.
Yes, of course, it's nice to see you again, Doc. It's always nice to expand our horizons when we go to all these stars' restaurants. Today, I'm very excited to try our Pinot Gris. You know, there's a couple of very nice dishes I ordered. We have a smoky pokey, nice pokey dish.
Wait a second. While you're talking here, I am going to dig into this. This looks amazing.
No, I'm not surprised, but calm down. We need to enjoy the food, huh? So we have a smoky pokey and a barbecued octopus. Very nice pairings with the Pinot Gris. The tuna for the pokey is very nice with smoked olive oil, soy, cracked almonds, and smoked chili. Nice balance with nice sweetness, but also nice smokiness to the Pinot Gris. We also have a very nice freshness and white floral pairing with the Pinot Gris. And then afterwards, we have the barbecued octopus. We have a black-eyed peas and bean sprouts with sesame, a nice crunch factor to it, but perfect glaze on the barbecued octopus with the nice grilled aspect to it. Goes very nice with, again, the nice texture of the Pinot Gris and the consistency.
Beautiful, and both these dishes are a perfect spot-on match. I am definitely thinking that we are going to be having quite a meal here tonight, because if we're spending this much time on one wine and we have as many wines on the table as we do, we're going to be here a while.